Let's go straight to Karen McAvoy. He's about to head to Gosford as well for the one ride on Boston Light. Morning to you, Karen.
Morning, Ben.
How are you, mate? Everything good?
Yeah, going well, thanks.
You're heading there for one ride. Does that give us an indication you expect Boston Light to hopefully break through for a win today?
Yeah, well, he's had a couple of goes. He hasn't been beaten far. But to be fair, I did have a couple other rides that ended up didn't accept. So I've been left with the one, but hopefully we can make it work and make it count. In race two there today at Gosford.
Understand. Mate, you must be wrapped. I know arranging this interview, you did some training this morning already in preparation, making sure the fitness is there and things like that, that you're in a really good place at the moment. I think of your last seven or eight rides, you've won six of those. You're getting on good horses, I know, but you must be with confidence at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Had a good season. And myself and Huey Bowman were actually up there. We trained with the same guy, and we had a little session there together this morning, and it's been a great year for both of us. And I'm wrapped with how it's gone for myself. And have eight majors is pretty special year, and that's my personal best in terms of Group 1 winners, and plenty of other nice races along the way, nice black type ones, and staying fit and healthy and out of the stewards room and is what it's all about. And getting some good support, so definitely happy with the season that's just been, Ben, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Eight Group 1, so that's your personal best. I was inquiring about that after you won in Brisbane last Saturday week. That tells us that you are getting on good horses. Do you normally spread yourself around?
Yeah, I think eight's my best. I think seven was my previous best. I've been getting obviously great support from the Snowden camp and also Chris Waller, sort of more so the last 5 or 6 months, and riding work for those trainers and still getting the odd rides here and there for Gay Waterhouse and Gerald Ryan's a good supporter. I've had a nice number of winners for Gerald, and enjoying riding some quality horses and for quality people. And I've got some nice rides on Saturday for those trainers that I just mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. Remarkably, with all your rides tomorrow, you're riding them, you haven't ridden them for their previous start. So you're, I guess, doing a little bit of homework.
Yeah, exactly. Bull Market in the first is a horse that I've ridden a fair bit in his trials, and I did ride him in his first start of the races, and he was a good winner there in the maiden at Newcastle. He couldn't get in. He was on the edge of the group, and he hit the front early enough and held on. So he's gonna be a nice ride for me there in the first tomorrow. I think he's a nice colt going forward.
Yeah, China Horse Club. Often they get it right with them, and Aquas Farms, the co-owners of Bull Market. Louis CK has won in race five, Karen, that I loved its run last time around.
Yeah, he's a horse I rode early in his career, Louis CK, for Gwenda, and drawn a bit awkward tomorrow. But he's the horse that normally gets back. So he was only a narrow winner there last start when Corey won on the horse over the same trip there at Rose Hill. So he's a horse that he only goes up a kilo for that win. So if we can have a bit of luck, then he's going to be an each-way chance in an open race.
I guess that barrier doesn't come into it that he normally does get back, doesn't he, you know?
That's right, yeah. He hopefully will be able to offset that, and there looks to be a little bit of tempo in the race, which might just help him get back into the race at the business end.
The 2,000-metre Kenside tomorrow, race six, you're on Montauk here, and we know how tough Chris Waller horses can be at this sort of trip.
That's right, yeah. He's had a few runs this campaign, this horse, and he's a horse I've never ridden at the races before, but you look through his form, and the worst he's finished in about his last 10 or 12 runs is fifth, so he's around the mark, and he's got a light weight on his back tomorrow, 53. So that's going to help him get into the race. And he's an each way chance for me there tomorrow in race six.
Magic Alibi for Gerald Ryan. The last couple of runs have been quite encouraging. I will say I'm a bit nervous about getting on a soft or heavy tomorrow. The horse, in fair to it, it hasn't raced a lot on those rain affected tracks, but you'd probably prefer firm.
Yeah, that's probably fair, though. You know, you say that she's only had one run on soft and one run on heavy, so hard to make a solid case about rain-affected ground. Hasn't had a trial, but I'm sure that Gerald would have gave her a jump out. I haven't actually been on her back. I think I rode her early on in her career, but She's got a nice first up record, a couple of wins from first up runs and a third as well. So, you know, if she can handle getting her toe in a little bit, then it looks a nice race for her with 53 on her back as well.
Last race, and a horse that our Sydney listeners know quite well, Multifacets. They're sitting up with 61, and I know it's a spread of weights down to, you know, the 53, 54, so the horse just has to be tough tomorrow.
That's it. It has to be tough with that big weight, especially when you're giving weight to an impressive last start second in Cars Off, which is Chris's other runner with Huey on its back. So Multifacets is going to need to find his best form with the big weight on his back, and we'll be doing our best from barrier 13.
And I missed Wayanka coming through there back in race two for Chris Waller, a horse that sort of was raced at Canterbury a couple of times with good success. It'll be interesting just at this Saturday class level how the horse can run.
Yeah, that's right. Put a couple on end there at Canterbury, winning a maiden in a benchmark 67. Hasn't been beaten too far, especially his last start. Just nutted the last bit there at Rose Hill. So another ride on the day with a chance. And Chris Waller's team have been running well. So this horse is in good form.
Couple of genuine each-way chances, do you think? Bull Market?
Yeah, really looking forward to Bull Market. I think he's on the improve. Nice bit of work there during the week. So in what looks an open race, he can run well in the first race for me.
Okay. You said eight group ones. Maybe it'll be nine because Tycoon Tara's your mount in the Tats Tiara tomorrow week.
Yeah, she ran well in the race there at Doomben. I forget the name of the race there the other week, but just ended up, popped a little bit of a prat along the back and ended up three pairs back on the rail, which wasn't ideal for her around Doomben. So hopefully I can ride a more of a positive race on her, and she probably should have definitely finished closer to winner the other day. So she's an each-way chance in that race, in the Tats Tiara, which is the last group one. So
yep.
I think that might be her last run, and then she might head to the breeding barn.
Yeah, as a rising seven-year-old, that run was in the Dane Ripper behind Prop Response yep. there the other day. Mate, that's I know cool. you're on the move there for the first race. Appreciate your time. Good luck today and tomorrow.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, same to you, mate. Kieran McAvoy joining us there, running through his rides. Pretty keen about Bull Market in the first race.